Tonight, federal authorities leveling hate crime charges against the suspect who shot two men leaving their synagogues and struck fear into the heart of Los Angeles' Jewish community.
Both shooting victims were dressed in clothing that visibly identified their Jewish faith, including black coats and head coverings.
Wednesday morning, police say Jamie Tran tailed, then targeted a man in his 40s, shooting him in the back as he left morning prayer at his synagogue.
They didn't stop them to get their wallet. There was no struggle. The guy just came out of the bushes, shot my friend, and ran away.
Then on Thursday, just about a block away, they say Tran shot another man, this one in his 70s, shot in the arm minutes after he left the synagogue. Tran, who prosecutors say has a history of making anti-Semitic comments, was captured near Palm Springs on Thursday, an AK-style rifle and a handgun found in his vehicle. According to the criminal complaint, Tran stated that he had looked up a kosher market on Yelp and decided to shoot someone in the area of the market, and that he said he knew the victims he shot were Jewish because of their headgear. Tran allegedly telling investigators he was homeless and obtained the firearms from someone he did not know in Arizona. Jewish organizations say they're seeing rising numbers of anti-Semitic incidents, including harassment, vandalism, and violence, with cases occurring in all 50 states.
The 200% increase in reported incidents over the past couple of years, and an increasing rate of that increase over the past couple of months. Actually, we've seen a rise.
So it's actually accelerating right now.
It's accelerating, very much so, yeah.